back. Part 4 of the Talisman series on the Warp Drive.
Part 4. Yeah. Don't you mean part 3?
I don't know. what I can tell you, though...
We haven't slept in days. Someone please send a care package. We have not seen the sunlight in years.
I know. We're trapped in my basement playing Talisman endlessly, waiting.
That doesn't sound so bad.
I know. I love this game.
Yeah.
Are you guys having fun?
I mean, we're trapped down here with Zach.
Well, I know how much you want to play more, and I do too, but unfortunately, we have to listen to our sponsor break.
Oh,
hi.
Thanks, Zach. That was great. You did awesome. Now let's jump right back into it.
Hey, we're deodorant, right?
What? I'm wearing deodorant? I would hope so.
I'm wearing deodorant.
Does something smell bad down here? Something stinky. Poopy.
Sorry.
No. I'm lactose intolerant.
I didn't take my Miralax today.
I didn't take my lactate.
All right. Enough potty humor, although we all know that's funny.
I disagree.
What? Caden, get out of here.
You can't laugh at a good
tier.
Okay, COD zombies. All right.
I'm serious.
I like MLG games.
I know it's mainstream.
To understand Rick and Morty.
Honestly, they're the one and the same. COD players automatically like Rick and Morty. I said it.
I mean,
I can't say this. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it, but I'm not like hype for more.
Oh, sure. I'm not either.
I'm like, oh, season 4. I'm just like, oh, okay, I'll watch it.
Did you see that Rick and Morty had an ad for Death Stranding, that video game that came out, the Hideo Kojima game?
What?
Well, there's a reference in the new Borderlands. There's a Rick and Morty reference. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a character that has blue spiky hair, and they keep shooting portals.
I killed him once.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I killed him in my game. There's also Penn and Teller are a boss.
In Borderlands?
Yeah. It's actually Penn and Teller.
Wow.
That's really funny.
They used Penn's voice for Penn.
God.
But and then Teller. And Teller's voice for Teller. Even though Teller doesn't...
He doesn't really talk that much. That's kind of the bit.
I've only
right?
heard Teller talk in like his masterclass.
Yeah. And also like their like their contest show.
Hmm? You actually have masterclass?
No, but I saw an ad for it.
Oh, because I was thinking about getting it.
For what?
Aren't we supposed to be playing Talisman?
Yeah. Hey, whose turn is it?
Let's see, what happened last
I
time?
I just did
you killed Cerberus, right?
Yeah.
You killed Cerberus.
That's
yeah,
right.
So it's my turn. Oh, you have two dice. I'll have my one. Okay, let's see what I can do.
Are you not going to use the dice block?
It's fine.
So I can just take it?
Yeah, keep it by you. Cool. I'm at the tavern. I'm going to roll. I got a 4. Do I gain a gold with a 4 at the tavern?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Master Gambler strikes again. All right, Shelly, you're up.
That's a life right there.
Shelly, you want to go to the village or the wasteland?
The village, please.
The village.
Would you like to blacksmith, heal, or mystical arts?
I'll go to the mystical arts. See what happens, you know?
You got a 5. Upward. Gain 1 craft.
Okay.
You're at 5 craft in the daytime. Yeah. It's 7 at night.
Because
I'm a crafty vampire.
All right, Shelly, roll for the werewolf. Werewolf got a 2.
Ooh.
You want to move towards the Grim Reaper at the
ruined
chapel? Oh, you could. The werewolf could go up the sentinel stairs.
I don't know why I said that. I just screwed myself.
Good point, Connor.
I can just...
The werewolf werewolf follows Caden and Connor.
Oh, boy! Time to roll. Uh-oh.
3.
What's a 3, Caden?
On the werewolf chart?
One of your followers, determined at random, is killed.
Well, I don't have any followers.
Oh, okay. If you have no followers, you lose 1 life instead.
Oh, good thing you said that, because
excellent, that's great. It makes me so happy.
Your Connor was like, it was like the first like, oh awesome, I have no followers. Oh wait,
I don't have any followers
and
I lose a life. Fantastic. What?
That's a lot of damage.
One.
Move it towards them.
Yeah. Toward me? There we go. That's what we like to see here in Talisman.
Vikram.
Have they released any new Sonic the Movie footage?
Yes.
They re-updated his look, and he looks so much better.
I'm very excited to see it.
I feel bad for those poor animators, though.
Yeah.
The special effects artists. They got roasted.
I mean, but the director told them. I mean, it's the director's choice of what he wants them to look like, and they just have to do it. So it's not really their fault.
No, they just do what the man in high seat.
They just have to redo the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awful.
And probably not get any pay raise at all. I love the industry.
Oh, don't like that.
If I actually do become a director, I'm going to make sure everyone is treated.
If you guys are excited for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, don't forget to share this episode to all your friends.
Hey, Luminous Blessing, Lunar Event. When revealed, flip the time card to day.
Okay.
Whenever a character starts his turn, he may either heal one life or replenish one fate. Discard this when night falls.
Ooh!
Wait, so every one of us?
At the start of your turn?
At the start of your turn, and this stays until another event happens.
That's great.
So all of us get to that.
Yeah, as long as it's daytime. You always heal or replenish fate. That's great.
Fate gain!
Fate gain!
10,000 IQ card.
Except you.
I
can heal.
Yeah, I'm saying you need to get life. Yeah. And Zach's like, I'll take fate.
Fate first. All right, Caden, your turn.
Death first!
Okay, so I'm going to take a life.
Perfect.
So I'm at full, right?
Yep. I have four? Yeah, that you cannot get any more life. Ever.
Fate, next round. All right.
Fate, next round, if it's still there.
Shut up, Zach! Okay, I got three.
You want to go to the desert and lose? Oh, no, you're here.
My TikTok again.
Woods or hills with the treasure trove?
What's the treasure trove?
One gold.
Is that it?
That's it.
I'm going there.
One gold.
Nice. It's a free gold, my guy.
Hey, what's this?
Here, discard pile. That was so mean.
Caden.
Dude, you just posted cringe. You're going to lose subscribers.
Oh, look at Shlee. Look at all this gold I have. Dang,
you're lucky that I'm going for the vampire prince before I come for your followers.
Gold. I'd like to see you try to take my followers. Do it. I dare you.
Shlee is Night living falls. At you,
Caden.
You're lucky I thought it was direct on you.
I don't think you realize all the power. I dare you to take a follower.
That could easily flip tonight, anytime.
Yeah.
And then the tables are turned.
Are they? Are you sure?
They are.
That's what I'm saying. I have power you don't even know.
Okay,
I
wield
a power you have no idea I possess. Did you just pull an event?
No.
What is it?
Demon, enemy spirit, craft 10.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, seriously. It's a good thing that I gained a life.
Yeah.
He's just a normal enemy. A demon has appeared from the underworld to cause chaos in this area. He's craft 10 minus 1, craft 9. I am craft 5, 6, 7. If it were nighttime, I would be craft 9. I would have matched, but I'm 7.
He would have been 10. He would have been 11 if it were nighttime.
True. No, good point. So I am a 5, 6, 7 versus his 9. So short 2 ain't nothing to be ashamed about. I'll try it.
I rolled a 5.
Okay, so I'm a 13. He is a 14?
I believe so.
Right? So 7 plus 6 is 13. 9 plus 5 is 14. What are you going to play?
Are you spending a dark fate?
On him? Oh, thank you. What do you roll?
A 3.
I beat him. Fantastic. I'll take my demon. Nothing to do with my quests. So
that's 2 free
craft. I'll take 2 free craft. Thank you. Yeah. Could I,
you better be on my side.
I will, of course. Can I have 2 craft, please? Thank you.
Here you go, bud.
Do you want to give it to me? All right. That is my turn, but
shoot,
I will
you
roll
have too much craft.
Werewolf 2. No one to land on, but I'll move over. Werewolf's on the Black Knight space near the Portal of Power. And the Grim Reaper,
two.
I will move on to Caden.
Caden, roll and die.
You're facing the Grim Reaper.
One die.
You want to...
You're going
to want
to reroll
that.
You can't.
What is
someone
one?
Else needs... No
I
one
have
can
no dark
spend...
Fate.
Well, what is...
We'll spend a fate.
No, he has a dark fate.
One. It's time. Lose all lives.
No, he can't... What? No! Is there any other way we can do this?
There's, I mean, not fairly.
Not wait, without, like, breaking the rules.
Do you have
rules.
Anything, Caden?
Okay, I mean, I have this, which is, it makes a standoff, so.
It's not a fight, though.
It's not a fight.
What about, vanish? What?
I spent my only dark fate on
oh, no.
Caden?
Yeah. Wait, can I re-roll for the Grim? Is that no?
I guess you could re-roll my movement roll. Yeah.
Does that work?
Oh.
Yeah, I'll say
yeah
that.
You okay. can do that.
Spend your,
use Dark Fate to reroll his movement.
Okay.
He starts back here. Reroll your movement.
Six. Okay. We're safe. Good call. You should have done that no matter what, because the Grim Reaper is always bad. You know what? I don't want the Grim Reaper in the middle region. I'm moving by the fields by the city. Now that I've seen the destructive power of death itself, I will not unleash it onto my friends. But I saved your life.
Thank you.
Because Zach will spare your life doesn't mean I
will. She will kill you in cold blood. All right.
As soon as I build up my power.
That was my turn, Shlee.
Okay.
No!
What on earth?
That was Woody Woodpecker.
He was so powerful that he could create
something.
I'll go to the field.
He was so powerful and so powerful. He could create midichlorians.
Oh, actually, I'm going to.
He could create
powerful. I'm going to replenish my fate because it's the beginning of my turn, and then I'm going to spend a light fate to reroll my die.
Oh, whoa.
One, two, three. Okay, I'm gonna go to the plains and I'll draw my card.
Actually, what is the thing that allows you to take followers?
Yeah. Her ability. Oh. If she lands on a character, she can take a follower.
Okay.
Yeah. And then eat him, respectively.
And get life.
Yeah. And get life. Get midichlorians.
Is there any way to find it?
No.
Okay. No. I have a treasure map. It's an object. Whenever you draw an object from the adventure deck. Whenever I draw an object from the adventure deck, I may also gain one gold!
Ooh.
Let's go!
And I may discard the treasure map at the ruins to gain two gold. But who's gonna do that?
Who's gonna do that? When you could have infinite gold.
Gold!
Silver and gold.
Infinite power.
Silver and gold.
Means so much more than I see.
Unlimited power!
Unacceptable!
I want a mashup of silver and gold and all of Emperor Palpatine's lines from Revenge of the Sith.
What?
Silver and gold. Unlimited power!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it's
so
my
much.
Turn. No!
Did you roll ow ow ow?
No, I re-rolled. I regained my fate and then I re-rolled. I spent a light fate
I'm gonna regain a life.
Oh yeah, did you gain a life at the start of your turn?
She regained a fate.
Of course.
Fate. I have maxed out life.
That's totally right. I got a tree.
What do you think about your game style, your play style, Connor?
What do you mean?
What's your next move?
Well, I kind of screwed myself with my roll.
I'll
use a light fate. I mean, we got plenty to spare now that we have this event.
Next card is an event.
Do you want to go cat royal doctor or the woods?
I'm gonna go to the woods because I want to draw a card.
Okay.
Bolt.
It's an event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's another. It's another lunar event though, so it stays daytime.
Nice.
Guiding light. When revealed, flip the time card a day. Whenever a character rolls a die for his move, he may move any number of spaces up to his die roll.
That's good.
Instead of moving the full distance. Right. Discard this when that falls.
So as long as that events out, when you roll a die for movement, you can move any amount of spaces like up to it.
Ooh.
Like if I rolled a five.
So my follower. Whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So have you discarded a magic object yet?
No, because I don't have anything good, bad enough yet.
Bad enough. You get your first talisman. Oh, finally, discard.
That's not a bad strat though, because then you can take a talisman as your quest reward.
Oh, perfect. It's cyclical.
Okay, so it's time for chasm.
Three. That saves yourself. Oh, sorry. It's the werewolf on the chasm. The chasm. Yeah. Sorry.
Chasm.
But you said Chasm, so it threw me off.
Chasm.
Chasma.
The Chasm. The Chads! It's a chasm full of Chads.
That's what I'm
Send the
saying.
Chads in first.
You take right flank.
I can only go left or right, so.
Yeah, so where are you?
Here? Naruto yeah. Runners.
What do you
go.
Roll?
One. So I can only go left or right.
Curse Glade or Hinda. What is... Curse Glade is draw one card, but you can't use any object or magic objects. And Cridden Valley is draw three cards.
That's risky.
Did you roll?
He did.
Yeah, I did. Wow, that is either way. That's risky either way because
you're overpowered. Go to the Hidden Valley.
Okay,
all right, draw the top three cards of your deck.
Jeez. Oh, jeez.
Put them on the table. I can help you decide which one.
Okay.
You got a stranger, an event, and an object.
Events first.
Okay. Master of Fate. It has been left to you to decide the fate of the world. okay. All characters gain either one dark fate or one light fate.
Oh.
You choose which type of fate each character gains.
Oh.
Then discard.
So okay. What do you want for all of us?
Or should I read the other cards first? Or?
Do that one first.
Okay.
All players, including.
Wait, don't I choose for each person?
Yeah, you do. If you
no,
want.
You choose.
Yeah,
no.
you.
Yeah,
it's individually.
Each person.
You choose which type of fate each character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get to do
okay.
an individual.
Yeah. Okay. So I want a dark.
Okay. Dark.
I want you to have a dark.
Okay.
And then, light.
Cool. Light Yagami.
Light Yagami.
Light Turner.
Shut up. Shut up.
And then, what's the bottom right number? Which one's lower for your cards? The bottom right
four.
Number. Four. Then do the four first.
Deranged Alchemist. Roll one die, and then there's six options.
Roll die.
Oh, God. I don't even know what I'm hoping for. I didn't read them.
One die. There you go. What is
it? Oh, die.
Four.
That's probably good.
Gain one strength.
There you go.
Wow.
So what were the other options? We could have become a toad for three turns, lose one craft, lose one strength, gain one craft, and you may change any and all strength points you have into craft points, or vice versa.
Remember when I was toad for three turns?
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh my god, if I'd been a toad during the whole Firelands fiasco, I would have died.
You
would? Yeah. I would have been burnt alive. Oh, yeah. It's discarded.
Okay. All right, and then an object hopefully discard?
He actually stays there.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Golden Statue.
It does it say it's magic?
No.
No, it just says object, so
yeah.
You can't discard it.
What? Oh.
Your quest is magic object.
Dang. Okay. You have uncovered a valuable relic. The golden statue may be discarded at the city for 2 gold or at the castle for 4 gold.
Nice. The castle's nearby.
Yeah. If you lose an attack against another character, they must take the golden statue instead of their normal reward.
Nice.
Huh.
So
if, like, if I fought you... I have to take the golden statue.
Okay.
It's as if I wanted it all along.
Okay.
Yeah. It's yeah.
It's calling me.
Wow, I'm gonna be so rich.
I know.
What do I even need all this gold for?
You don't.
I'm just filthy rich for no reason. I don't need this gold, so I don't
You just drop it.
just dispose of it.
My turn.
Help the economy.
It's nighttime now, so I have to get to the city. I'm going to roll a die at the crags. A 5. I'm safe. Nothing happens.
What are you doing?
Okay. He's a miser.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is his benefit? I still don't get this card.
That was lucky.
You get to place a forest or woods terrain card on the space you are at.
What does that do?
Do it.
On any space.
It's
nighttime. It would turn... The desert is inherently bad. You lose one life and you draw a card. You could turn it into a forest or a woods.
Okay.
Okay.
Against his 10.
10 against 10.
It's a die roll.
All right, let's
Wait,
go.
10v10?
10v10, being the vampire prince.
Oh,
do it.
Yeah.
This is it, guys.
This is what we've all been wishing for.
The saga comes to an end. Do the thing right now.
Yeah! Goodbye, vamp.
Bye-bye.
You finally killed a man
Bye-bye.
Who took your life all those years, all those days ago. All those hours ago. Nice.
So, I'm going to wait to
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I could get two.
Anything else, Shelly?
I don't think so.
Why get hit once when you can get hit twice? Ice climbers.
I think that's all I
can. Alright, Conair.
Hey, what's happening? It's time for big rolls.
Ruins, runes rather. Enemies get +2 at the runes. Or in the hills, it's just a draw card.
At the runes,
you said. Ooh, at the runes.
So, if I use this at the desert, do I have to lose my life first and stuff?
Or no, you don't have to be on the space at all.
I don't?
No, it's on at the start of your turn on any space in your region.
Oh. Okay.
What'd you get?
The Wall of Fire. A place. Any character who enters this space during his move must end his movement. If you do not have a talisman, lose a life. If you have a talisman, gain a strength and a craft, then discard this card. So guess what I'm getting?
A strength and a craft?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
That's great.
It would have been cool for you to block the Sentinel stairs with a Wall of Fire.
That's what I was going to do, but I mean...
What
are
you
going to
do?
What else is a man to do?
What? But I don't have a talisman, says Caden.
But I don't have a talisman!
Everyone has a talisman except for you, Caden.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Wow. Join the club.
Can I buy one? My goal.
No.
I cannot buy a talisman.
You can go to the temple and roll a 10. Simple. 2 5s.
The chow is 10.
6 and a 4.
Yeah, I know how to add.
Roll 2 and an 8.
2 and 8.
3 and 7.
My turn.
Yes.
Okay, so I can.
1, 2, castle. You're golden statue. Dude, golden statue.
All right.
4 gold.
I'm ridiculously rich for no reason.
You want to fight me?
Yeah. I do, because I still four have more gold. Take life from another character quest open.
Caden has 8 gold.
I don't need this much gold.
I'm sorry, yes! You have, huh?
I'm sorry, you have... Get it?
You have...
I don't need as much gold. What can I buy? Like,
you could buy 2 sets of armor. If we had the city expansion, you could buy a whole lot. But
I guess we don't. So.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're just bad at the game.
All right.
Jeez, how rare is it for people to get that much money?
If there's the merchant in the game, not that difficult. Yeah, but with us, quite rare.
With just this board, pretty rare. Wow. Actually, yeah. All right, my turn.
Can I buy fate?
2. if you're neutral, you can buy fate at the graveyard. I'll go to the tomb.
Dang, I'm not
asking. Do I have to interact with the tomb?
I don't know.
Roll 1 die.
Yeah, you do because you can't go to another place.
Let's go. 5 or 6 is good. Anything else is bad. Okay, I guess I'll do it. I don't really care.
It's all craft anyway. I can beat it. Okay, I'll roll.
A 4.
Craft 2, right? Tomb is empty.
Oh, tomb's empty on 4? Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Shall we?
It is my turn, I will roll. 6. What can I do? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6. I could do that.
Wasteland. Nothing's on Wasteland. It's a wasteland.
So I can't draw anything on that one.
No.
Either.
It's funny because it's a wasteland.
I guess I'll go to the woods and beat the specter.
Yeah, you go for it. It's a +1, so craft 4.
4.
I'll roll for it. He is a craft 6. You are a 5, 6, 7. So that's an auto kill. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to trade it in with your vampire prince for 2 craft?
Sure, I mean, I'm only giving up 2, I guess.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it! Okay, get Shelly 2 craft. Thank you. 2 little cones.
We don't call them.
Cone there.
That is
me. Oh, you get a gold for defeating an enemy, right?
No, it's gathering objects.
It's gathering objects. From Adventure Deck.
Sorry.
But if I go to the city...
Why is he not staying? Well, that's a big L. I feel so.
Someone took a big L. Know how that felt.
Oh my god. I'm trying to wake up a little bit.
Wake up.
St. Josephine, follower. You may heal up to your life value at any time.
What?
St. Josephine then transcends to discard pile.
So it's an auto heal.
It's an auto heal, but if I do it, then it's discarded. But I'll just keep it and train it to fight. Because I'm a gladiator.
Because you're a god. Yeah, you can script it. That's funny.
Hey, I know you're a healer, but take this sword.
It's like this beautiful woman. It's like, brave soldier, I will
heal. Heroes never die.
It's like, she's a flying angel, so beautiful. I will heal you. You handed it like a dagger. You need to fight for me. What?
We're gonna go kill the Cerberus.
She's taken a vow of like non-violence, and you're like, you will fight, or I will kill you.
What? You will fight. I will make it so.
Okay.
Nice.
Ooh. Oasis.
Oh, wait,
or...
Oasis
or Cursed Glade?
Oasis is better. Can I still use this?
Yeah, go for it. You want to turn the desert into a forest?
Yep.
All right. The cargo suit is pile. Or woods, rather. Because forest is roll card. A roll die. Woods is draw card. Forest is roll a die. Which one do you want?
What would be the benefit of rolling a die?
Nothing.
Then the woods. Card. Yeah.
Okay.
I can go up to 5.
Was that a spell?
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Put it in the spell discard.
Oh.
Just want to make sure.
Okay, so I can go literally anywhere in...
You could go Oasis or Cursed Glade?
Yeah, I have the follower.
Oh, follower.
Oh!
I can do any space.
Like I'm silly.
What's that? Oh, the temple. Ooh.
Do the temple. Silly boy. I mean, honestly speaking, the temple's the best choice.
Yeah, but just these ones scare me so much.
Well, I mean, it's a low roll. You just don't roll.
Like, lose 2 lives in one.
You could buy it back easily with the doctor.
Yeah, that I have so much gold. You're right.
Just do it. Okay. Roll 2 dice.
Oh, boy.
Just roll high.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, Will Wheaton. Let's get your...
let's see it. What do you get?
4. Lose 1 follower.
Oof.
War horse.
Okay. Yeah, horse is gone.
Horse and cart.
I'll take it. Dang.
All right,
my turn. I hate this guy.
2. Move me to the Phantom, please. Near you, Connor. The Phantom.
Are you evil?
I am not, so I will ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Whose
is this?
That's yours.
That's mine. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh.
Ah.
Draw 1 card. Academy. So I get 1 gold because I have the
Academy.
It's a place. The Academy will remain.
You get a gold
because
of what?
Because I was in my treasure map thing.
Is it an object?
Every time I draw
an object from the adventure deck.
Oh, an object.
That's a place. You trying to be sneaky?
I thought it was just anytime I drew.
You trying to be sneaky? Colonel.
For the enemy base.
Academy. Academy will remain here for the rest
Bravo
of the
six.
Game. You may buy training from expert weapon masters or philosophers. For every 3 gold you pay, you must miss 1 turn, but gain 1 point of strength or craft.
3 gold for 1 point?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, that really
Boo.
Is.
Boo.
College is a scam.
Alright.
Werewolves, this is Bravo 6.
Roll for werewolf, shall we?
I'm 2. Oh, I'm trying to sneak through the enemy base, but I'm dummy thick.
I'm too dummy thick. My Colonel.
Bravo 6, going thick.
Where'd it go, shall we?
Going thick.
Who's your dad?
Is it my turn?
No, she's doing werewolf.
Do werewolf. Or maybe I could do redraw? I mean,
what?
No, do it. I want to get
Yeah, Connor wants to get attacked by the werewolf.
2?
I do.
Why?
Hey, would you look at that? Well, let's get attacked by a werewolf. What's a 3?
One of your followers, determined at random, is killed. If you have no followers, you lose 1 life instead.
That's fine.
You have a follower. You have a follower.
You have to lose the follower.
He dies.
St. Josephine dies.
Unless you spend a life aid.
No.
Okay, St. Josephine's dead. Discard pile.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Discard.
There it is. And Grim Reaper, Shlee.
Shlee's not the Grim Reaper.
1.
2.
City or woods?
I don't want to make a city.
Or maybe I do.
Put him in
maybe.
The woods.
Peppa, what are you doing in my city? Alright, Connor.
Hey, it's time for a big one.
We got a lot of ones.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, what else? I mean, I just don't use items, but the only item I use is my axe.
On my axe.
In my hands.
And my balls.
My pokey balls.
Hi, friend. Pathfinder. Stranger, the Pathfinder will remain here for the rest of the game. On your next turn, instead of your normal move, you may teleport to any other space in this region.
Yes.
That's good! I like that! Alright, time for... hey, guess what?
You want to get attacked again?
That is really bad.
Connor's a werewolf!
He's a werewolf!
Yo.
We're all werewolves, and we're all coming for you.
We're all coming for you. What if we all attack him at the same
time? This actually
time?
Makes sense. Caden, champion of light, versus three werewolves, hunting him down.
Wow.
You nervous? You should
be. I'm quaking in my boots.
Do you bleed? You will.
Do you bleed? You will.
5, 4, 1, 1, 1.
Go away.
Caden? Yes! Highest possible roll, so I get a lot of choice. Okay, this will be through. I can't go back though, right?
Right.
I can only go one direction.
Okay. You really need a talisman, buddy.
You want the chasm?
You don't want the chasm.
I can go any. Oh, I can go to the castle.
You probably want to go somewhere where you can get.
This is a draw card.
What?
This is a draw card. That's a draw card.
Go to the Hidden Valley. Then you draw two more cards.
Okay, there's so many places I could. Wow, a lot of choice.
You could get another quest from the Warlock's Cave.
What's easy? What's the one easiest to get a talisman?
Probably the quest.
The quest.
Yeah.
Get a quest.
That and it's helpful to you because it will help.
Yeah,
you
if you.
Don't you?
Here's
have...
what you could do. Here's what you could do. You get another quest. You complete it. You get a talisman.
Yeah.
Then discard the talisman because it's a magic object, and you'll have completed your other quest. And then you would have gotten all four of your points.
And
you
then
would
get
a talisman.
Talisman.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that one then.
Yeah.
So roll a die to see what your next quest is. Discard a magic object.
That'd be awful. All right.
I'm hoping for 5 or 6.
Yeah. Let's see. What is it?
Yes!
Wait, what is it? What is it?
6. Discard 2 gold.
All right, so 2 gold. You complete it. You get a talisman. Then you discard the talisman.
Discard the talisman. Complete your other quest.
And then get a talisman. So, Caden, all of your... This is what just happened. All of your quest points are completed. And
all?
All of them. Because you already have 2. And your talisman is now in your inventory. So you are ready to go to the center if you wanted to.
Okay.
You have all the requirements.
Nothing else. I have the talisman now?
It's in your inventory. It's not set aside. It's one of your objects.
Oh.
It's 3 out of 4. And all of your points are done. Because remember, you had one quest already. Discard a magic object. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You just got a new one. Discard 2 gold. You discard 2 gold. You have 3 points. You got a talisman for it. Discard the magic object, the talisman. You complete your 4th quest. You get another talisman.
Oh.
So you are all done.
Wow.
Yep.
In one turn.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Big brain alpha play.
So,
okay.
Do I just don't need these?
Just leave them. Let's leave them. Okay, my turn. 1. Oh! It's actually exactly what I want. I go to the city, please. I'm going to...
Doctor?
And I'm No, I have 2 left. I'm going to sell my axe and get another gold. Because I need that for later.
Nice.
And I'll roll for werewolf.
We stand that.
Move him here, and Grim Reaper, move him to the ruined chapel, please. Yeah, perfect. Shuli, your turn.
Okay.
This is.
So how many ways are there to get to the middle?
The rolling a 6.
Rolling a 6.
On the tavern.
Oh.
Sentinel stairs.
You mean the inner region?
Yeah, because I'm in the...
the inner region is only a portal of power.
Okay, that's what I was at. Okay,
yeah.
So what do I have to do with when I get there?
To do the portal of power, you would choose a trait, roll 2 dice. If it's equal to or less, then you succeed and you go through. That's pretty easy. The tricky part is doing 3 dice equal to or less, which is the crypt or the mines. Unless you have followers that decrease that. Like the gnome would help with that. If you were a dwarf player, that would help with that. But you're none of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
do.
So, what's your highest rate? 5, 6, 7 for craft.
What are you deciding?
Yeah.
That's gonna be
with psychic combat.
Right, but 7 craft, 3. Try. I mean, like, try rolling 3 dice and try to get 7 or less right now, just for fun. See, see how easy. Roll 3 dice and get a 7 or less. See if it works.
That's really low.
Well, just try. See what happens. It's we're not doing it for real. I just want to see what you could get, so you can understand how hard it actually is. Yeah. See, it's difficult. Yeah. Try again. Try again. I don't think you should. You should wait a little bit.
The treasure map. If I go to the ruins.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Two gold.
There, that's you don't need to necessarily discard
them. Yeah.
Discard
that,
there's ruins.
Okay.
Oh,
there's ruins.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, that's half.
Yeah. That's half.
Maybe I'll go to this
one. So what happens if I don't roll that?
Go ahead and go to the sentinel, and then you can decide
if you don't
roll. If I don't roll a 7. Or less.
Oh, you get teleported to places depending on how bad you did. Like if you did, rolled really high, you could go as far as the city.
Idol plates. The idol remain here for the rest of the game. Roll 2 dice and pray here with the same results as at the temple. If you are enslaved, remain on the space until you roll a 4, 5, or 6 for your move.
Where are you?
I'm at the sentinel. Right
that's
now.
Nice. That's really good. So you want to pray?
Sure.
So that's 2 dice.
You press A to pray.
You take my second die.
You've heard of press F to pay respect.
What are X the results for
this? I'll tell you. I'll roll and I'll tell you.
Press A to pray.
You got a 3. Okay, so that's going to be lose 1 life, but you could spend a fate to re-roll your dice. Yeah.
Is that only 1 or both die?
We'll see both for this.
Okay.
You got a 10. That's a
gain
talisman.
Gain a talisman.
Yep, that's a talisman.
Nice.
Thank you.
Do you not want a talisman?
I guess I could sell.
So you're maxed out.
No, I don't want it. It takes it to lose it somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. Connor?
Yo.
Can you heal at the temple?
I think maybe.
No, you can't.
No?
Oh no, 12 is gained
2
lives.
Oh, that's right. I landed with the Pathfinder, and so now I get to go wherever I want to. Guess where I'm going. Other temple.
And roll a 12. You take 1 of Kane's dice.
Go.
What do you have?
I got a 7.
That's gain 1
craft.
Craft.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I would not complain.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby there, mate.
Don't buy it for 3 times.
Kane, your turn. So, Caden, my strategy for you is to go to the, keep going to the temple and roll high.
Well, how do I level up, though?
You go to the temple and get crafted strength. All
right. Can I even... Yes.
All right.
Yes, I can. All right. So, I roll 1 die?
2 dice.
Yeah, yeah. 7, which is also 7.
Which is what you want. Sweet. I'm going to roll a 6. Yes, that's what I wanted. Please move me to the tavern. Please,
God Almighty, let me roll a 6.
2.
Tipsy the farmer.
Yep. What's his strength?
3.
Tipsy the farmer.
3. I'm a 2, 4, 5. Oh, 11. I kill him.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Mario time.
Did you get anything for that?
No, I get nothing.
I'm sorry.
You know Yoshi?
Shelly has a good Yoshi sound. Shelly, do it.
Oh, I forgot how to
do it. No,
do it,
do it.
I can't do it under pressure.
Whoa! What? That's crazy. That was so good.
Thank you. Two! Okay, I'm gonna draw 2 cards here, and then if I don't get 2 objects, then I'll discard it.
Yeah.
Rolling the
hole. Oh my god, oh my god. When Shelly's done with this turn, I have to talk you about something.
I got a.
That's great for the podcast.
Place a reliquary, draw 4 quest rewards, and place them on this card when revealed. When revealed. Once per visit, you may discard 1 of your talismans to get a reward of your choice from this card. When all 4 rewards have been taken, the reliquary crumbles to the discard pile. The rewards do not count towards the number of cards on this
Yahtzee.
Space.
Okay.
And then I also have a Wrathborn Warrior. It's an enemy cultist. Strength 2.
Okay. Well, let's see. What's your strength at nighttime?
It's 10.
What did you say?
That's an auto kill.
Auto kill.
Okay, so you discard a talisman, and you can get one of these quest rewards. You can either increase your strength value by 1 instantly, so go up 1 strength. You could discard immediately and teleport to any space in any region, except the inner region. You could save a card, and it's a +3 to any die result that you have. Or you could get a card to discard to heal your full amount of lives. It'd be like a health potion.
I'd say just go up the strength.
Yeah, that's what I think I'll
Might
do.
Of the Giants.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Cool. So discard the talisman. And you have the Might of the Giants. So yeah, there you go.
You want to see the power of Dark Fate?
Yeah. Nice. Caden covered his eye with a white coin.
And then I'm going to discard my treasure map.
No, I don't
want to
be that guy, but in Undertale, it's actually his left eye. Yeah,
and then I'll gain 2 gold from discarding the treasure map, and then I can discard
your quest?
Those 2.
You got a quest?
And then deliver 2 gold.
So you got a quest!
Mike!
Save it.
What's your quest? Get a quest reward.
Quest reward?
Yeah, you already have a talisman.
Last Guardians, keep this card and place 4 lives on it. Whenever you lose a life, you may discard 1 life from this card instead. Discard this card when all its lives have been discarded.
So she just got 4 extra lives.
So it's like a punch card.
So it's like a Spoon Licker's punch card.
So it's overpowered is what you're telling.
So she has 9 lives.
I'm a cat!
She's like a cat.
She's like a kitty girl.
Okay.
Okay.
She's like
Belle Delphine.
Well, apparently her arrest was fake.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, she's 20. Like, what's she going to be arrested for?
I don't know. Soliciting.
Harboring bathwater.
All right.
Okay.
Connor's like, don't tempt me. Kind of like, I'll take some. Connor, go.
It's not like I vaped Belle Delphine. I'm kidding. I've never vaped.
Oh,
gross.
Ew.
4.
But can't say I haven't been tempted. Portal power.
And draw a card. Red Riding Hood, follower. After you have completed your move, you must move the closest enemy in your region to your space. If 2 or more enemies are an equal distance away, you choose which enemy to move. Oh, that's kind of a bad follower. But, gives me an extra attack, so,
What?
What is that face for, Zach?
He was
cool.
Looking at me, and I was spacing
I was like, angry. Alright, Caden, you're up. What you get?
Wait, Wilson, can we pretend?
Alright,
so
you have to make the noise.
So I go, well, dude, it's part of
the noise. Really, it's Woods or Woods.
Okay, I'll draw 1 card.
Guess I'll go to the woods.
A follower. I got a familiar follower.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're kind of familiar.
I know you're from somewhere.
Alright, the familiar will become your follower. Oh, it'll only become your follower if you lose 1 life. Add 2 to your craft. And whenever you draw a spell that you do not wish to keep, you may discard it and draw another one to replace it, which you must keep.
Oh.
Okay, so can I do 2 craft anyway now?
So you have to sacrifice a life in order
to do any of that, you have to sacrifice a life right now.
Okay. I'm not gonna do
that. Okay, then put it on the board. Then you're not picking it up.
Oh, okay. I thought I had to keep it. Until
no,
then.
No, it's not yours.
No.
All right.
Nope.
Bye, bye, familiar.
No, it's still there. Somebody else could
that
get
is
it.
An ugly familiar.
What does
it looks like one of the gremlins.
Ew. I want it.
Well, it does. He has blood on his mouth. So.
Don't feed him after midnight.
Which makes no sense because it is before and after midnight.
Flying carpet. Yay!
Carpet.
If you roll a 6 for your move, you may teleport to any other space in this region instead of moving normally. It's a magic object.
Lord knows I need it.
All right, so your turn.
Yeah, wow. Peppa.
Peppa.
I'm an idiot.
This is killing.
Why did I get rid of this?
This is Mama Pig.
6.
I'm gonna go back and claim that. Unless Connor beats it to me, I'm gonna go
beats
back.
It to me, Mr. What's it to you?
Beats me to it. Unless Connor beats me to it, I'm gonna go back and get that familiar. That was a horrible decision.
I'm gonna go to the alchemist, and then I can. Should I discard both my armor and my talisman, or just my armor?
Don't discard your talisman.
Discard your talisman. Yeah, by God, what have you done? Because... No, wait. Listen to Shlee.
Okay. No, discard one of your objects for 2 gold. Succeed your quest of 2 gold. Then get a quest reward and a new quest. And then you'll get a talisman later. You don't need it right now.
You can put that talisman like right there. That way it's not
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, you sold your armor and your talisman. Put that in the scrap pile. This is your scrap pile.
And so I get 2 gold and but then you discard it. Discard it and then I
Quest reward. What's your quest reward?
Book of Magic. Keep this card. You may discard this card at any time to gain your full complement of spells.
Do I do it right now?
That's 3 free spells.
Yep, 3. Yeah. Grab 3 spells. Okay. Cool. Connor?
3. Hey, oh, wait. Did you roll?
No. Kane did.
Kane? You forgot to do it.
roll for werewolf.
Whoopsie.
Uh-oh. All
right, 3. Go to the Picard one.
The Picard? The Pathfinder? So
Luke Picard. Alright, Grim?
Yep.
5.
Move it to Shlee.
What?
There you go.
Okay.
Connor.
Do I keep this face down?
It's whatever you want.
Okay. 5.
Hey, would you look at
that?
Wow. You want the.
I beat him to it.
Dang.
Yeah, I do. Oh boy, do I!
Connor stole the familiar.
Yeah, I mean, I made a dumb choice, so.
Would you?
Well,
would I? The consequences. Would you? Would I? Would you? Would I?
You had a bad day.
Take it one day. Sing a sad song. Just to turn it around. Say you don't know. Tell me don't lie. You're working so smile hard. And you go for a ride.
Do I get another quest?
Yes, next turn.
Next turn?
Well, that's...
But I discarded it, though.
Next turn.
Oh, next turn?
Okay.
But I already discarded... I could do 2. Okay, sheesh.
Caden, your turn.
Oh.
Oh!
5. Oh, I can just...
What?
I could just...
No. So, Caden's at the temple. Roll 2 dice. What do you get? 7. That's a craft.
Wow. Okay.
That's good for you, though.
I know. I mean, I like something else.
I just. I want something else.
I want either any of 8 through 12 would be really nice.
Sure. It would be really nice. 1, 2, 3. Dude, guys, this is actually my key to the middle region. I'm going to make a raft next turn.
Ooh, a raft?
A raft?
A follower, defender of justice. Add 1 to my strength during battle. The defender of justice will join another character if he encounters you, unless you evade the character.
Okay.
Do I have a strength cone, please? What are you talking to, Kate? What? You're whispering to people, Caden?
You're forming secret alliances, Caden?
Secrets are no fun.
Shlee, your turn.
Okay.
Share them with everyone.
Mm-hmm. I am making a raft.
Oh, I'm gonna get a new quest.
I am making a raft.
Yeah, roll that for a quest.
4.
Who wants to fly on a zip line?
Deliver.
I do.
1 magic object.
Do you have any magic object? No. But you will find one.
Hey, I shouldn't have discarded my talisman. Deliver 1 magic
object. I'll discard one of my magic objects for you to pick up if you give me one of your lives.
What?
You can't trade lives!
Okay, so 1 magic object, I'll keep an eye out for. I remember that.
You have 9 and lives. 2. I mean, I can just give you
one. I'll go to the woods.
Colonel.
And then I'll grab things, my duper.
Okay.
All Hallows Eve!
Oh!
Lunar event, when revealed. Flip the time card tonight. It's already night. Whenever a character visits a stranger or place, he may gain 2 gold. Discard this card when day breaks.
Whenever a character encounters a stranger or place, you may gain 2 gold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I need that real bad.
It's Old Hallows Eve! Happy Old Hallows Eve, everyone!
Okay.
Yay.
Okay.
Connor?
Sweep. They big a sweep.
Runes. You want to go to the runes?
Yeah.
draw a card. But enemies get +2.
Enemies get +2?
Yes.
That sounds like a risky business, Tom Cruise.
God, Caden. You're really...
Ifrit Invader. Enemy elemental, strength craft 3. So when you encounter the Ifrit Invader, place a Fireland token on your space and burn the top 3 cards of the adventure deck. You will remain here until killed.
Okay.
Until killed? Oh, he will. I thought you said you will remain here until
killed. I will remain here
until killed. That would be a...
What cards did he burn?
The ring. That's a good object. The magic stream and the amulet.
It's all burned. It's all gone.
It's all gone. All
right, I'll fight for the Ifrit. So he's a 3-4 +2 is 6. How are you doing craft or strength, Connor?
I believe I'm doing strength.
Okay, so he's...
I'm a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
He's a 10.
I win.
Nice. He is a trophy. But you lose a life because you're out on fire one space. Sorry.
It's fine.
Caden, you're up.
Oh, what am I doing? Oh, I could have added 2 more to that because of my powers, but it doesn't matter.
So I can go literally anywhere. Basically.
Yeah, you could go as far as the Hidden Valley or 1, 2, 3, 4, the chasm.
I feel like the castle would probably be my best choice.
Yeah.
Do I have? Oh, I can't buy any lives. Can I do anything else?
If you went over to the Hidden Valley, you could meet the Deranged Alchemist.
What did that do?
4 through 6, you get some good stuff.
What about 1, 2, 3?
Toad, lose 1 craft, lose 1 strength.
Toad would not be worth it. What are the rewards, though? What's the risk?
You could gain a strength, gain a craft, or you may change any or all strength points you have into craft points, or vice versa.
That's not worth it.
You could turn all of your strength into craft and then go into the middle inner region.
So I can do Oasis and just draw 2 cards.
Sure.
Do you not think
that's... No, that's fine. Yeah, do it.
Okay, I'm just going to do that then.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the Deranged Alchemist and try to get 6. And then exchange some things.
All right, so I got an enemy and an enemy.
So in the lower right, which one is...
Enemy and an enemy.
Or are they... Well, are they, is, are they both strength or craft? Or are they...
One strength, one's craft.
Okay, so then go by the number in the bottom right.
Yeah. Okay, so bandit. A bandit is marauding in this area. He will not attack if you pay 1 gold. All right.
You're not going to attack him?
What?
You're not going to kill him?
You could get strength or craft on him.
Is he an enemy?
Yeah, he's an enemy.
Then just kill him. Why do you have to bribe him?
What do I benefit from killing him?
A trophy. Points.
Oh, that's true.
What have we been doing?
Okay. I guess I'm...
What does this all mean?
He's 5 with the knight.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have 2 dice?
Yes. No. No, it's not day. Only 1 die.
Okay.
If you're 6 and 1 die, he's 5 and 1 die.
So when I automatically win?
No. No, okay. He is 5 plus 1 die. You are 6 plus 1 die. Yeah.
Okay. So who's rolling for him?
I can roll for him. Okay. He is a 9.
You win.
You win.
Alright, cool.
Trophy? And then what's the other thing?
Banshee. Craft 3. It'll remain here until killed.
Okay, so he's craft 4. He is a 6. You beat him.
Sweet.
Yep. Trophy.
Alright.
There you go. My turn. I used a raft to go into the middle region. I'm in the Hidden Valley. I will draw 2 more cards because I already have the Deranged Alchemist there. I got some bags of gold and a new follower, but first I have to interact with the Deranged Alchemist. I'll roll a die. I got a 3. That's not very good. That's lose a strength. I'm at my minimum strength quota, though, so nothing happens. I get 2 bags of gold, so 2 gold, which is nice. And the last part is Thurgist of Light. No evil characters may have the Thurgist of Light. Whenever you kill an enemy or defeat an evil character, roll 1 die to receive a blessing. Sweet. And that's my turn.
Can I trade in my...
Trophies? Yeah, if they're in a set of 5. Yep. If their numbers add up to 5. Oh. Multiples of 5.
Oh, okay, then I can't.
Well, what is it? What do you have?
You can waste points.
I mean, well, I have...
That's a strength 8, and then what's your strength 4?
4.
So that would be fine. You would get 2 strength.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm heading to... Going to the fields. Yep. Gonna draw some cards. What happens? Event! Temple and Flames!
Yes.
Finally!
Oh, no.
Ifrit have brought their wrath upon the great temple. Place a Fireland token and a Ruins terrain card on the temple space. Then discard this card.
Wait, so the temple's like gone?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yep.
Wow, that is a shaft.
Wow.
I mean, you could always go here.
That is
like, the idol is the same thing as the temple. Yeah.
Yeah, so you just
have to.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Way to go, Shlee.
Wow.
I can't control that.
I can't control it. Got it.
Oh,
I have no person.
Okay.
You want to heal? You just heal lives with gold.
Is it 1 each?
Yep.
I'll do that. I have no reason for gold anyway.
So you're back at max 5?
Yep. And then it's werewolf time.
Yes.
It's spooky season. 2.
That's me.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll roll. I'm a werewolf, though, so I get a +1 to my roll. What's a 3 on the werewolf chart, Cade?
One of your followers from that random is killed. If you have no followers, you lose a life.
Oh, God. Okay. My defender of justice dies, so I lose a strength in battle. Oof.
Where did this die?
I'll take, that's my die.
One of the outer region?
And then roll for the Grim Reaper. Yeah.
Grimmy gets 4. Optimal.
Optimal decision. Shlee, roll from the Grim Reaper.
Welcome to my
world. Could I do a Dark Fate for you to reroll the movement?
You could if you wanted to.
I'll do that.
Okay. Reroll.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, reroll the movement.
Oh, yeah. Reroll the movement.
Now you can't re-roll your own roll.
No, I can't re-roll my own.
You can't spend more than 1 fate on a turn.
What?
Don't roll a 1. 3. Roll 2 dice for yourself and 2 dice for the Grim Reaper. If the Grim Reaper's result is higher, you lose a life. Otherwise, no effect.
I'll roll for death. Shlee, do you have 2 dice?
Dice.
What did you roll, Shlee?
7? I mean, 8?
I have a 9. You lose 1 life, Shlee.
Huh, Glass Guardian.
Wow, intense. There you go, there's your diamond. All right, cool. Connor?
Wait, no, I just went.
That was Kid, yeah. 2. You want to go to the woods, or the Black Knight, or Portal... Oh, wait, where are you? Over
these
here?
These are here.
Oh, yeah.
So it's either the Ruined Temple and lose a life, or the Warlock's Cave.
Well, I can go to the
Yeah, you
woods.
Can move any
Oh,
map.
You could go to the
yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the woods, I guess.
Oh, no, you got that's gone now. Remember, you completed your quest. Mm-hmm. It's gone. Oh, it leaves when you complete your quest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you have to move your full movement now. So it's either Warlock Cave or Ruined Temple.
Oh, I guess that's pretty easy then.
All right.
I don't want to do another quest though.
Well, if it's easy, you might as well get another quest reward. See what you get.
I roll 1 die. Okay. Oh boy.
Watch it be another discard gold.
Gosh.
You can just ignore it. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it. You have all your requirements for going to the center.
Oh.
Yeah, just roll.
Wait, oh, right. Still have to roll?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You might as well just take it if you... What is it?
Discard gold.
Discard 3 gold.
That, see? If you get rid of
that's
3
gold...
That's
a free quest reward.
Yeah.
That's a free quest reward. Just do it.
Okay.
There you go. What's your quest reward?
A familiar prize. Discard immediately and take any card in the purchase deck for free.
There you go. So
the purchase deck.
I'll take the quest reward. Look at the yellow deck and choose anything.
I can choose anything.
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot.
I have.
I'm gonna be here for a while, guys.
3.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to go to the castle, and I'm gonna heal 2 lives. I have 2 green cones. Shlee, your turn.
Okay.
If it were nighttime, I would have to fight you, Connor.
I would also have to fight you, my friend.
I guess I'll just drop card.
What do you draw, Shelly? Well, you have a new quest. What's your...
I was discarding a magic object.
Oh, is that what you're looking for still?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Duskwood Wraith. Crap, too.
Oh, you fought one of these earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember.
No big deal.
No big deal. Oop. What's the point of a raft?
Oop.
It gets you from the inner outer region to the inner region.
So this is...
six total.
Six plus...
You kill it.
I kill it. Oh.
There you go. That's a trophy.
It's a trophy.
Connor.
Yep.
Your turn.
These are a lot of repeats.
Three.
We're here.
Draw two cards and interact with the alchemist.
Wow, okay. Wolfen, strength 3. If you were defeated, roll a die. In addition to losing a life, roll a die on the werewolf's chart. But it's only strength 3, strength 2. I auto kill it.
Yeah? Yeah. Are you high enough?
I auto kill.
Sweet.
In that case, let's get another strength, my guys.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm terrible at this.
So, the choices, basically.
Strength.
Add one strength during battle. Oops. Or if I lose, I can, like, and lose a life in a battle, I can roll a 4, 5, or 6, and then I didn't lose a life. So.
I lose a craft because of the alchemist.
Do whatever you want. Mm.
And bag of gold. Exchange immediately for 1 gold.
Okay. What did you do with the alchemist? Did you encounter
him? Yeah, I encountered him and I lost a craft.
You should shuffle these.
Okay.
And what did you choose from the purchase deck?
Armor.
Okay. Caden, let's do your turn and then wrap it up. You got a 4. Where do you want to go?
This Pathfinder?
Oh, lets you teleport to any other space in the region for your next move.
Well, I'm doing that then.
Right? I believe so. Yep. Next turn, you... Instead of your normal move, you may teleport to any other space in your region. Where do you think you're going to go? Portal of Power? Mm-hmm. Is it time to move to the inner region?
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I think so.
Well, I hope the listeners of the Warp Drive are ready, because that will be part 5, the grand finale of our Talisman series.
Or will it?
Or will it? Will Caden fail? It is possible.
Yeah, it is.
See you laters.
Bye!